Podtacular, episode 194, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, for the week of June 21st, 2009. This is part 2 of 2 of the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show, with the remaining Tales from the Foxhole, MLG update with G. Lewis and Brent Gamer, and then a little something special that G. Lewis has prepared for us. So stick around. This is Podtacular!
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just chill with me.
Hey guys, well, welcome back to Podtacular. We are doing the second segment of the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show this week. We're going to pick up right where we left off with G. Lewis and Ryan from Real Talk. So without further ado, this is the remaining Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
We got Scarface underscore Spartan. He writes it a lot too. And he writes it, how's life guys? It's me, Scarface underscore Spartan. And, you know, life's going well. How about you, Ryan? How you doing?
Doing good.
How's life going?
I'm doing good. Life is very good. It's summertime, so life is good.
Summertime.
I don't know the words.
I feel sort of happy today. Thanks for the medication thing. Let's give you two different tales. Brace yourself. This will be a long one. I'm bracing.
Ooh, I'm braced for epic.
I'm braced for the epic leetness. First off, I want to talk about this one match on Halo 3 on a river run strip better known as Valhalla. I was driving a hog towards the enemy base with another guy who was going Rambo with a mounted gun after getting two wheelman medals. I spotted this guy with a splazer and started driving towards him to make him into roadkill, but then he fired, roasting me and my mad gunner into nothing.
Ugh.
But magically, the inertia of the destroyed hog hit him, thus killing him. And giving me a kill, a splatter, metal, and kill joy.
Ah, the insurance policy. Once again, people need to stay away from that. Jeez.
Dude, if he would have had it, man, he wouldn't have got the splatter.
No, I mean the guy on the receiving end, though.
That's what I'm saying. If he would have had the insurance, it would have gone right through him. That's how the insurance works.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have insurance for the splatter.
Oh, okay.
He's screwed. No matter what policy you get, it doesn't cover dead vehicle splatters.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well.
Especially if you splazer him first. Like, if you cause the death of the other team.
Yeah.
That's even worse, man.
Way worse.
Wouldn't you call that karma?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know him well enough. I mean, I don't know if he's, like, ever, you know, dropped a baby into a bathtub and just let it drown. I mean, if he did do something like that, then yes, I would say it was karma, but...
I guess we'll never know. If you don't know his gamer tag. But we'll keep on going, but now on to his next submission. And instantly, his Xbox 360 is morphing into a personal computer, everybody.
It's Left 4 Dead time. Yes!
It's Left 4 Dead. I was playing as the infected on Dead Air office level. I spawned as a smoker, and with me being so good at using it, I snatched one of the survivors, I can't read this one. What the heck's up? But as I was doing that, two hunters pounced on the supposed to be... Okay.
Lay off the crack, Lewis. Come on.
I'm going to start over because when I read stuff, I try to understand what's going on, and I've never played this game, so I'm just reading this trying to understand what's going on. I'm going to start over.
Okay, start
we're
over.
Ahead of that. We're going to edit that. Now on to the next one. His 360 is magically morphing into a personal computer. This time, it's on Left 4 Dead. I was playing as an infected on Dead Air office level. I spawned as a smoker, and with me being so good at using it, I snatched up one of the survivors. But as I was doing that, two hunters pounced on the supposed-to-be rescuers. While looking around from what limited view I had, the last remaining survivor was beginning a speed run, but was short-lived as they got hit by a car.
Oh.
The end. Splatter.
God, what is it with that? Oh, my God.
Two splatters, man. No insurance is going to cover that.
Mm. Not even in Left 4 Dead. It doesn't have, you know, it doesn't carry over.
Let's hope the driver had insurance for that wreckage.
Yeah.
Also, here's another Halo 3 tale on the same map, same server, but different time. Same server, it's Halo 3.
Yeah, what the hell?
So anyway, now his PC is morphing into back to his Xbox 360.
Well, not if it's on the same server. Apparently it never unmorphed.
I guess.
Weird. Okay.
Okay. So I got into a Banshee and was driving, strafing, etc., toward the Blues base. Then I spotted this guy driving his Warthog off a cliff to watch my viewpoint. Looked like he was gonna ram me with the hog in midair, but as I tried to dodge the hog, he jumped out and hijacked my Banshee.
My God.
Yet, sad to say, his ally with the splazer didn't realize this and shot him. That's some good stuff going there. Thus ending his short by awesome looking hijack.
I think he meant
short
butt.
But awesome.
There you go.
I guess, yeah. Short but awesome looking hijack. I guess if I was editing that movie, I would have left out the splash.
Oh yeah, for sure, dude.
Ending.
Come on.
And right there.
That dude just ruined his perfectly awesome story just by saying, you know, the splays or whatever. Okay.
P.S. I didn't die when he threw me out. The flying warthog did.
Of course.
Thanks for reading my submission. I hope I can be a guest host sometime. And, you know, maybe we can. Maybe we can get some members back on as guest hosts. Keep on fragging Zoe, raping hunters.
Ooh.
Keep on fragging him. I don't know anything about Left 4 Dead, so sorry about messing up the submission.
And Zoe is a character from Left 4 Dead, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Is she going to be in the new one?
I think it's they're all black cast. People in the new one, actually. Because I saw
New Orleans.
I saw the E3 preview, and I'm like, wow, what is this? It looks like I thought it was a new Dead Rising, so I wasn't paying that much attention. And then it's like Left 4 Dead 2, and I'm like, like rewound it. All right.
Damn it! I gotta watch that over again.
Yeah. Okay, so next up we got... Oh, do you smell something? Because I smell a fungus Oz.
I'm not going to smell like mushrooms or something.
Fungus Oz. Okay, keep it spectacular. I am the mold that grows on your bread. Oh, yeah. And I'm here to send in a tale from the foxhole. A few weeks ago on a Sunday, I had a very good two matches of Big Team Slayer. The first one was... big splockets, unlimited rockets and lasers on standoff. Midway through the game, when I was splazering near my base, I saw a bunch of people clumped together at the camo spawn. I quickly yelled, "I'm a charger my laser!" and shot my laser as the person spawned behind them. They lined up, so the one laser went through all three of them, and boom!
Headshot.
Boom! My bright red ray of pwnage and homicide sauce. I like that homicide sauce. I'm going to steal that from him. Went through all three of them in a row. Triple kill. No big deal. You know, dust your shoulders off. No big deal. Triple kill.
Yeah.
The next match after that was Big Team Slayer in Valhalla, a.k.a. River Runs Through, and nothing awesomely cool happened apart from the +12 KD spread. And then when Big Team Slayer on Standoff Heavy appeared, it was on.
It was on.
Man. I hopped on the Goss turret at some point in the match and raked up a Killtacular. Already on a
Pod-tacular.
Oh yeah, Killtacular for Podtacular again. That's a trifecta.
Again. That's third.
Yeah. Already on a killing spree, I kept on picking off enemies with an overkill and few doubles until my grand total tallied to 23 with a neat rampage. This clip is called Killtac Rampage, and the Splazer one is called Epic Succeed, but misspelled 1C. Both are in my file share. Shout out to the people who kept their lasers and rockets under control so I can enjoy my noob killing leisure and my driver, Kaza. Can't remember the numbers at the end of his gamer tag. Keep on fragging Podtacular juice boxes so that everyone, in theory, should get sprayed with Podtac juice and start winning. In practice, though, the cartons are actually filled with fart juice and melt everyone's face, sort of like what happened with Vista. Go figure. P.S. Dusty, I am not the caller from the Turlet, as I am an Aussie. The Irelander you be seeking is actually Chickenfoot 089, although my Dunny epic fail was terrible, $200 down the toilet, literally. This is the lichen that grows on dead people signing off. I like that guy a lot. I don't know him, but I feel like I built a relationship with him through that little submission right there. I like Humongous.
That's actually his gamer tag. So if you want to send him a friend request, go ahead.
I'm going to be his new BFF.
Actually, is he on Skype right now? He might be on Skype.
Can we call him on Skype and just have him drop in for a sec?
I don't think he's on. He's not.
Shame. Fungus, you blew it. You could have been a little special guest.
You could have been a special guest caller on the show. Next up, we got Big Gooba Fish.
Yeah.
Hey, Podtacular. It's the Big Gooba Fish riding in. This week, I'm sending in my tail from the foxhole. You want to give me the theme song?
Why don't you do it? You know it.
That is not as good as yours, of course.
Yeah, whatever.
It's
a good effort.
I was playing on Big Team Slayer on Sandtrap. I ran to the... Okay, wait a second. You spelled something wrong.
Top. Ran to the top.
Okay, I ran top of the base and grabbed the trip mine. I didn't mean anything. It didn't mean anything to me, though, because trip mines never get me any kills, and I would halfway agree to that, but
I disagree.
I think I got, if you throw it like a...
They have to be somewhat damaged, but...
Yeah, I would say like five... I'd do it like, if I can try to have 5 seconds before they run into it, you know, because it's kind of hard to dodge it, you know.
On Avalanche, grab lifts, drop it on Avalanche on the inside part. It gets them every time where they land. Oh my god, it's awesome. Okay, anyway.
But this time was different. I'm talking about the trip mines.
Nice.
I jumped off the top of the base and deployed my mod. Boom! Double kill! Bleep boop. Achievement unlocked.
We're in for some chop?
But what happened? As I jumped off the building, there was a fight happening below me. My mine landed on an enemy chopper and blew it to smithereens. And in the process, killing the guy standing next to it as well. I watched the film clip and had epic lols.
Nice.
The clip is on my file share under the name of Trip Mine with an exclamation point. That's all for now. Keep on fragging little kids who scream veto at any game type besides Slayer, a.k.a. my little brother. Nice shout out. Big Gooba Fish signing out. P.S. I'm Australian. Please do not judge me by my acts of Buzz Killington. Is that correct? Because I'm nothing like him. No offense, Buzz.
All right. Next up.
We got a lot of international Podtacular listeners.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Lots of colors.
Lots of different people. Lots of different backgrounds and foregrounds. And
there you go. Lots of different foregrounds. I like that.
There we go.
Okay, so anyway, next up we have a Japanese name, Domaku.
He's actually the official Podtacular Sith.
Really?
Because I thought it sounded like Dooku, so I named him the
official. Oh, okay. Podtacular. That makes sense. So, hey, it's Domaku, and I've got a tail from the foxhole. Beep, 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 beep.
You changed it up at the end, didn't you?
Did I? I think I just put more enthusiasm on it that time.
Oh, okay, okay.
A little more. I was a little more... a little more gay with it. A little more jolly.
A little more gay, like happy.
Of course. What did you think I was talking about? Anyway.
I thought you were talking about being happy.
Okay, so I was playing on Isolation a long time ago, and I was in about last place or so, and I was starting to get a kill streak. I walked under the overhang on the top part of Isolation where the Needler spawns. I grabbed it and fired a few shots at an enemy. He killed me with cold blood. Oh, that's not nice. I died, obviously, but the game lagged and the screen turned black. After about 30 to 60 seconds, it came back on. I was hoping I respawned. Remarkably, I was still alive. I looked around for a second and found I couldn't move. Then I noticed I was a lot shorter than the guys I was fighting. I looked around and tried to shoot. No luck. Someone noticed I was still alive and started shooting me. I couldn't die. I started to wonder how this was related to other games. I waited until the game was over and recorded it in theater and took a few pics. I'll put them on my file share since I posted it. 50G, you read Domaku's Tale from the Foxhole. Yes! I got an achievement! Yes!
Yes.
Shout outs to Abrimo, Pearly Man, Big Bird, Nero, and Godtacular. Keep on sticking Dust Storm for killing an entire team with a splazer while Pearly Man is eating because he eats every 10 minutes while playing World of Warcraft with his bicurious uncle, and Big Bird dresses up in ninja costume and sneaks up behind Abrimo, who is taking a dump while he plays Gears of War 2 on his PS3. Dude, I thought you said this was like a PG podcast. This is not... This is pretty vulgar. Well,
we try to be, but I guess people are getting older, I guess.
Yes, come play BTB on BTB Fridays and Southpaw Saturdays.
That's bikey.
Very nice.
Oh, boy. Next one we get, not to be confused with John S., we have John writing in. And he writes, sorry, I'm still laughing. I'm not laughing. That was a good...
That was an epic...
Sticking.
Like, whatever. Outro, I guess.
Keep on sticking, I guess, yeah. Hello, PodTech. This is my tale from the foxhole. Thank you. I was playing Team Snipers on Rat's Nest with my friend Daniel. Well, after watching a montage called Lord Mongoose, I wanted to try and get some real mans on a mongoose. Well, we were just fooling around, then my friend snipes two guys on the back of the goose, counting as a double kill.
Mm.
So was he was on the back, or were the guys on the back?
Looks like the guys sniped two. Well, actually, that's a good question.
Two people can't be on the back, so I'm guessing that his friend sniped two guys from the back of the goose.
Maybe.
Then we just drove around on the mongoose, and we both got two splatters each. Eventually, the other team set up the mongooses in such a way that we could not run around the outside track. Whoa, that's some adapting to the team, you know?
Yeah.
Well, this is the end of my tale, and keep on fragging them midget truck drivers.
Okay. Kind of a letdown after that last one sign off, but
I think he did good for his first try. I think he did all right. You know,
yeah.
You can't let it all out in your first try.
Whatever, potato potato, whatever.
You gotta save some. You gotta save it. Hold it back.
This next one's kind of complicated. Obsidian Chow.
I would assume.
Yeah. Well, guys, I decided to send in a submission today. My cats are wreaking havoc behind me right now. I don't know if you knew. All right.
No, I actually did not know, but thank you for the
update. And now you'll know when you hear, like, little children screaming. It's just my cats in the background, so.
Feed me.
All right, so Obsidian Chow says, I can't say it's funny, but it's at least realistic. So today I'm on vacation at my uncle's house in Maryland, and it's my birthday, June 11th. Happy birthday, Obsidian Chow. I was playing Oblivion for about, 3 or 4 hours. I shut the Xbox off to eat lunch, come back, turn on, and guess what? I'll refer to it as the devil, more commonly known as the Red Ring of Death.
The RRO.
This is just a warning to everyone who owns a 360 that you are not immune to Microsoft's shoddy products. Anyway, keep on fragging trucks and good luck with the podcasting.
Hey, you gotta, like, what was it, the three most recent things, like, released, like, big name by Microsoft, the 360, Vista, and the Zoom.
They all are epic fail.
Not doing so well. I mean, Xbox 360 definitely has some good games, but...
Meanwhile, you know, you got the new MacBook Pros and, you know, the iTunes App Store, the iPhone 3GS. Where's Apple's console at? That's what I want to know.
It's called the iPhone. They have a... Well, I don't know if you want to call it a console, but they got some pretty interesting games on there, I hear.
I can vouch for that.
I don't have one, though. But there's a price. I got T-Mobile, so I can unlock it and use it.
Well, now it's the best time to buy an iPhone with the 3GS.
$99. I don't think I'll go for the S. I don't really care about cameras. But anyway. next we got Slider Cleo.
Ooh, Slider.
Slider. What's up, Podtacular? And he's writing Slider, a.k.a. S-L-I-D-E-R-Z, so Sliders.
Oh, God. My cat's knocking my microphone over, sorry.
We have a fail from the kitty. He just wants to talk, man.
He's so curious.
And we have guest hosting today, Ryan's cats, coming in from Ryan's house.
That was Pixel knocking over the mic.
Pixel, that's a good
little
name.
Little five-month-old Pixel.
he's a little bi-curious, what do you think?
Oh, he's straight gay, so...
Oh.
Both my cats are straight gay, if you're wondering. Straight gay, it's kind of an oxymoron, but...
Kind of like military intelligence.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Microsoft product.
Yeah, so if you got any handsome gay cats out there, hook me up.
Yeah, let him know.
Yeah.
Let him know. We can't give out any contact information, but let him
know. Yeah.
He's riding in with his tail from the foxhole. My buddy and I were looking for the sandbox skull and realized it was a prime opportunity to also get in our tank dropper achievements. So I take my turn doing the dropping.
Mm.
My aim was off a bit, and the tank nicked one of the stone ops. Okay, whoa.
Obelisk. There's a lot of debate how to pronounce that word, but
obelisk?
It's up to interpretation, I guess.
They used to have those in, what was the name in Halo 2? The cave map. Where you could shoot them down.
Oh, yeah, the... I don't know. I didn't play Halo 2 that much, so I don't know.
You didn't? Obelisk. And exploded. The flaming wreckage then fell on my friend, unlocking my achievement. Sweetness!
Ooh.
Then it was my friend's turn to splatter me, and an interesting thing happened. My friend took the tank way up high and let it go. And when it hit me, something went crazy with the physics, and I got catapulted out, bounced into the air off one of those dunes, and went flying all the way out to the Guardian Wall.
Wow.
If not for the invisible barrier of the map, I would have gone flying out well past it. It was crazy. As it was, my lifeless body fell down and came to rest on top of the wall. My friend and I both laughed so hard because we totally didn't expect anything like that to happen. Anyway, the vid will be in my file share titled Tank Splatter, gamertag Sliders 105. It's Sliderz 105. And, I've seen it happen a few times. I don't know about flying that far, but
that's pretty unbelievable. I love stuff like that happens.
I wonder if he got the achievement for it. I don't.
Probably not.
So.
Yeah.
No. Shouts out to Laraxa.
Laraxa.
JP Oliver and the Podtacular Rec Clan, and all the rest of my Podtacular friends. Keep on fragging those trucks.
Okay.
And That's interesting. That's a good one. That's interesting. I would like to see that, actually. I think I'm going to check that out after we're done here.
That sounds fun.
That sounds like a great old time.
I love when stuff like that. We actually, I don't know if you've played this or not, but there's a like a variant of Sand Trap where I don't think it's a variant. I think you have to just build it yourself every time. But one of the elephants, you have to like tip it over and put teleporters on top of it. And so the inside, like the now turned over inside of the elephant, will apparently like fling you all the way across the map if you try to flip the elephant. We have wasted so many hours of our lives just flipping each other around the map. It's ridiculous.
Well, it sounds like fun though.
Yeah.
I used to miss glitching on Headlong.
Oh, nice, yeah. Well, maybe, you get some Longshore Headlong-inspired action soon-ish.
Yes.
That's up for debate, but I think it might be a Headlong inspiration.
It might be. Hopefully it is, because Headlong was great.
Yeah, Longshore.
Headlongshore?
Headlongshore. It's probably going to be maybe New Mombasa, kind of like Headlong, you know?
Is that what Headlong officially was?
I think so, wasn't it?
I don't
look like New Mombasa.
Yeah, it did. Of course, I'm pretty sure that's the only city we ever saw.
Yeah.
So, we don't know if all the cities look like that. Anyway.
Looks like we have Ed Jersey's son. Not to be confused with Ed Jersey's.
It's his son, not him.
Yes. Hello, PodTech. It is I again, your emo Eddie.
Another one.
What? Anyway, I'd like to submit this tale before I forget, because it happened about 1 year ago while I was a lieutenant. I am a commander grade 3. Thank you very much. Anyway, on with my submission. I was messing around with my good old buddies, Ed Jersey's bro and Ed Jersey. Yes, Ed Jersey is my dad. So cools. I was aiming at bro with a rocket while he went through the teleporter, which teleported him to a fence box. As soon as he went through, I shot the rocket and knew I would miss. But sure enough, the rocket fixed itself to be a bro, and the rocket completely... Wait, what? The rocket fixed itself to bro, and the rocket completely
I guess
went the other way, resulting in a kill. Pwned. Sorry for the long submission. Not that long. But in the end, I don't have the film saved, which is a double pwn. Shoutouts to Bro, because I kicked his ass. Duststorm, Gluis, Ed Jersey's cuz, Ed Jersey's bud, me, and the other hosts, or and the guest hosts. Keep on fragging smart cars. What? Oh, smart cars is a person, I would assume. They are so SAML. Maybe he meant small. I don't know if that's an inside joke or if he accidentally did that. If you go down the highway and stick your hand out of the car will turn. Emo Ed out.
I guess that's how they, wow, they turn us by, you know, like a little bit of air left and right. You know?
Ed Jersey's something. You leave me in utter confusion.
Dude, I want to know who Ed. I want to meet Ed Jersey. Who is this guy? He's got Ed Jersey, Ed Jersey's bro, Ed Jersey's son, Ed Jersey's cuz, Ed Jersey's bud. Hmm. What about Ed Jersey's wife? What about Ed Jersey's
cat?
Cat. What about Ed Jersey's cook?
What about Ed Jersey's neighbors, roommates, cousins, sons, lovers?
Well, I think that we should go copyright that gamertag.
Yeah.
This is probably going to get taken if we don't.
Yep.
I think everybody's new gamertag should be in relation to how you are related to Ed Jersey.
There you go.
Even if you're not related, you could say, I heard Ed Jersey's guy who listened to Podtacular and heard his son listen. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
You could do something. We got figure 887, and it's not spelled correctly. Or
figure, it's figure skater 87.
Figure.
Yeah.
Skater with an 8, kind of like straight ripping, so SK8ER87.
Mm.
And she writes in, it's a girl, she says, yes, I am a female ice skater, but I prefer a more suitable name like figure skater.
Oh, okay.
So, she is an ice skater, but don't call her that. She's a figure skater. With my first submission ever.
Mm.
So please slack off. I don't use good grammar, spelling, Cedra, my tail from the fox. Once upon a time, on Christmas, I finally got the long-anticipated Xbox 360 with Halo 3! Yay! Smiley face. Or, that'd be, like, big smile face.
That's like a sunglasses, huge smiley face.
She is very happy right now for getting that. And I can see why. This is such an epic game.
Especially after figure skating all day, come home with some Halo 3.
After doing all the signing up stuff and getting my membership, and I need to renew it again, it was time to start ranking up. I have been playing Halo since it came out. I think I was like 7 or 8 years old. Well, I didn't think it would be so easy.
Ooh, slap on the face to everybody right there. Just
to everybody. So yeah, it is so easy, guys. She listens to Podtacular, so she's getting the tip.
She's like, oh my god, this game, what am I doing? To overkill? God, this game is just so easy. Fuck everybody.
Overkill? What? No scope left, no scope right?
Yeah.
Walshy who?
This scope is useless. God, my cat just knocked over like 80,000 models. Anyway.
It was like the guys were, what? What's up?
What?
Oh, I thought you said something.
I did.
Anyway, it was like the guys were just standing there like they didn't know how to frickin' press a stupid button on the stupid control panel. I guess she meant controller. I won 27-7 to 7-10. I'm guessing she means on a free-for-all?
Yeah, probably. Well, 27-7 to 7-10. So, like, she won. She got 27, and then someone else got 7, someone else got 7, someone else got 10, I think.
I'm guessing it was free-for-all then. Yeah.
Probably.
I think. My dad was also playing with her. Keep on fragging anything that gets in your way. Except for me, of course. Shouts out to Duststorm for telling me to click the contacts tab. And all you other guys that give tips on whooping some serious butt. Ha 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 ha. Also, to her friend, she wants to give a shout out to her friend Troy. Don't worry. I will renew my membership soon. And she loves us.
Aww.
It's always funny that like the guys always end it with like a fragging truck. And the girls always end it with love you. So you can always tell between the two.
So, there's so much more caring.
Yeah.
No?
If I was like 6, you'd probably come make me some tomato soup or something.
lot. Anyway, now we got...
It's just how girls do it.
Giphy boy or...
Of course, because I have so much girl experience.
I think this is Giphy or Giphy.
It's Giphy. It's Giphy.
Giphy boy 92 writes... Ooh, this is a long paragraph here. I'm going to prepare myself mentally for this one. All right. Hey, Podtacular crew and Ryan 14.
Hello.
This is Giphy boy 92 sending in my tale from the foxhole. Ooh, I added it.
Oh, it's an extended version.
Yeah, it's a bonus verse. All right. You get that if you purchase the tune on iTunes. You get the bonus verse. Okay, yes. This is a tale from a custom game that me and Captain Planet, I know that guy, played a while back. The game type was Infection, and the zombies kept spawning in the same exact spot. This is a sign of a poorly designed map. The map was Standoff, and me and Captain Planet were located on the farthest end of the map, and the zombies were on the direct opposite end of the map. So me and Captain Planet were, as we should be, sniping the brains out of them, getting double kills and triple kills and sniping sprees like crazy. Unfortunately for the zombies, they had to travel to the other end of the map to get us, and we were high up in the air on a conveniently located floating bridge.
Well, this is like completely one-sided.
Sounds horrible. This sounds like something I would play with like a friend in custom games.
Just to keep fragging him.
Yeah, zombies would spawn at the same altitude with absolutely no cover at all. It seemed as though the designer of the map had Hell's Janitor in mind when he gave the humans unlimited ammo and available sniper rifles. So many people ended up quitting that I gave up my massively long spree of well over 50 kills. I ended up giving up and abandoning my post to give the zombies a fighting chance. The end score for me and Captain were in the high 90s to 120. I might be able to find the video, but I can't make any promises. Sorry that this tale is not based on matchmaking. It was just an awesome annoyance to everyone else. So if anyone who was in that game remembers, I'm sorry for poning you. Blame it on whoever put the zombie spawns where they were. Shout out to Captain Planet for owning it up with me in that game and the Godtacular crew. A special thanks to Chucky J for putting up with us every week at Godtac. And preparing a lesson from the word for us every week. Sorry for the long submission. Keep up the good work, guys. And K33P on FR4GGIN !!
What?
That's some serious leet speak.
That's some serious. Man, thanks for writing in again, Giphy boy. He writes in a lot. It's good to see. I like to see the people who write like every week. I always like their.
Oh yeah, here persistence is amazing.
They're always interesting. I like. You know, you get some experience behind you. Like people, if you only write in once, wait till you do like your 50th one. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, and you know, don't worry about being in a custom game. I think a foxhole tale could come from anywhere. You know.
And I think that it doesn't have to be great. Your first one. You know, you gotta work it up, and it can help out for English class eventually. Yeah. Don't you think? You know, get some English. We will comment on your grammar, so you will know when you mess up.
Oh yeah.
And we got two here from Casey Mauling Death, but I think we're only gonna read one. So let's skip the first one and go on to the next one. Sorry, dude. I know you wrote in two, but we got a lot going on this week, so we're only gonna read one of them.
Sure, you want to read the second one? You sure you want to read the second one?
What, are you saying that the first one is better?
I don't know.
Well, I am looking through it, and it looks like... Well, why don't we go with the first one, since you're saying that. I see the word perfection in there.
Well, I see it's perfection in the second one, too.
I see.
I'm just trying to make your life as difficult as possible right now.
Okay, well, how about we read both of them? I'll read the first
one. No, it's okay. No, it's okay. You can just read the second one. Read the second one.
I think, actually, I would like to hear about the perfection more than the... I was also planning to get a rampage. Okay, let's go on the second one. Let's go on my initial thought.
All right.
Hey, guys, it's KC Mauling Death, a.k.a. Kicking...
Coccyx.
Coccyx?
Yeah. Isn't that your throat? It's either your throat or your ear.
Your esophagus?
Coccyx. That's your ear, I think, isn't it? Oh, God, now I got to Google this mother.
Oh boy. Google break.
I'm going to Google it real quick. Let's just see what a coccyx is.
You Google while I'm reading.
It is... Oh, wait. It's a tailbone. Wait.
It's a tailbone?
Yeah, it's a tailbone. The coccyx, pronounced coccyx, Common referred to as a tailbone. Okay.
So he's kicking ass, tailbone.
Basically.
He's kicking ass. That's a good one.
I like it.
I like it too. Again, I have another tale from the foxhole from the game that I got my general grade to. I only needed one more experience point to get my general grade 2, so I decided to play a game for free-for-all.
Nice.
After searching for a game, I ended up getting Slayer on Snowbound. Oh, by the way, I was playing as an elite because I got bored. Just a little side note. The game starts, and almost right away I begin getting shot at and become shieldless. Loses the shields. But I managed to get myself into the base behind the shield doors to protect myself and eventually kill the idiot who dared shoot at me. I mean, why would, if he's a general, why would you shoot at him?
No, why? Oh, my God.
God, it's dumb people.
Jeez.
Now, the sad part is that two guys quit 30 seconds into the game. I eventually get a double kill for my killing spree. After getting a few more kills, I hear killing frenzy as I try to stick a man who is sniping at me. Well, that's good. You stick somebody sniping at you, that's always good.
That's good.
Well,
wait. Oh, no.
Tries. I guess I should have paid attention. I missed my stick, but as I shot him with my shotguns, I guess he must not have been that far away,
no.
Making him shieldless, I missed. My missed sticky bounces off of a shield door and explodes, killing him and saving my life. That's a life-saving sticky.
Very nice.
As I like to call it. I eventually used that sniper to get myself a kill and miss like 10 shots, trying desperately to get another one. Eventually, all my kills lead me to a running riot. As I continue to play, I run into an enemy outside as I put up a bubble shield for myself, but he throws a drainer at me, depleting my shields, making him shieldless.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Scared for my life, I run back into the base as I hear a Spartan's cry. Apparently, my enemy had killed himself from his own plasma cry. As I keep playing, I get 20 kills for a rampage. Finally, I get 25 kills, ending the game with a perfection and an untouchable, followed by my general grade 2 rank.
Very
that's
nice.
Good, that's good. After looking at the scoreboard, I felt kind of bad because the second place guy only had 4 kills, making the game basically no contest. But still, very enjoyable for myself. I guess it was a free-for-all game. Oh. Anyway, what's up?
No, I just said, oh, okay. Do they have... Wait, is it shoddy snipers, though? That's not free-for-all, is it?
Maybe he picked up a shoddy, but you can pick up a shoddy and a snipe on Snowbound. So.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe that was it. Anyway, you can find this video in my file share under the name Perfect Untouch. If anyone wants to send me a friend request to KC Mauling Death, leave me a message telling me you are from Podtacular. Keep on fragging old ladies that get tased by the cops. That was a hilarious
nice.
Video, by the way. Did you see that video?
An old lady got tased?
It was this old lady. She wouldn't, like, sign a speeding ticket, so the cop tased her.
All right.
We're going to get back
yeah,
on this.
Yeah, stall me, please. Ooh, oh, my God. Dude, is this the thief himself?
This is the thief of Podtag.
Stall me, please. Yep, here. Hey, it is the real watch stealer here with my tale from thy hole of fox. okay. On Sandtrap, my friend and I got dual splazers, and I got a running riot each, or we got a running riot each, and our team won 18 to 50. When to be 50 to 18? Vid on my file share. Keep on fragging, Gluis, and if you ever try to steal my stolen watch collection, I will find your penthouse on ATL and steal it back. Stall me out.
Oh, we're going to be on a stealing spree. Look at this.
Any watches at stake here? I don't like it.
This millions upon millions of dollars of Rolexes, fake Rolexes,
yeah,
G-Shocks, you know what I'm talking about?
And Casios. Canons. I mean, Canon doesn't Casio. Make... And, never mind. I've been drinking a little bit, so...
It's a camera. And we got Robert. I don't know what his gamer tag is. Maybe he'll tell us. We got Robert. He says, hey, PodTech, the Fuzz here. So I guess that's maybe his gamer tag is the Fuzz. Or maybe he's a cop.
Yeah. He's an old grandma's.
That's what he does. He is the guy who tased.
Yeah.
Or as my friends call me, the sniper of the wind.
Hmm.
First, it's an honor. Second, I got some tales for you. One day, I was playing Halo 3 with my friend and my brother, his bro man. I had a rocket launcher, and I fired both rockets. My friend saw the rockets and ducked. That rocket hit my brother, who had snuck up behind him with the hammer. Needless to say, he blew up. My friend, thinking I had fired only once, was sent sailing skyward, and I got a double kill and won the game 24-26-29. So I guess he got 26.
19, by the way.
19, my bad. I cannot read
24-26. That damn LSD. Oh, my God. Oh,
man. I got to stop taking this stuff. The kill limit was 25, so he got two kills and
nice.
The win it. Here's another
love one. Love when that happens.
Me and my bro were playing Halo 2 on the extra map Zanzibar part of the Killtacular map pack. The extra map?
What?
Zanzibar? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Anyway. He had. Do you know what he's talking about?
No.
He had the launcher and I had a reefle eye. A rifle, I think is what he meant to say, was...
It's stealing from your stash, Glewis.
I mean, you see it, right? You see the rifle.
I see it, yeah.
I had a rifle, was ahead by 1 point. I was also cloaked. He started shooting rockets randomly and eventually hit me. The announcer said, the announcer goes, says, and I quote, "Gained the lead, lost the lead, stupid kill."
What?
What?
Did not.
I don't know if that's... Maybe not. That would be cool to hear, but I've never heard of that. On some multiplayer levels, a Banshee can help you get too hard to reach places, and if you've got a sniper rifle, a snipper rifle...
Snipper rifle.
Snipper. Anyway. Well, then, you're all set to pwn some newbies, or some nubbies. Here's a tale from Gears 2. Me and my friend were on the level where you look for the Locust Queen. We had just cleared a room, and when I found a locked door, I stuck a grenade to the wall near the door. Just as my friend found a switch, which he proceeded to pull, warping me to the tower he was in. Just then, a cutscene played in which two Locusts with flamers and a grinder entered through the door I had found. Suddenly, the grenade I had planted went off, causing the flamers' tanks of fuel to explode, killing the grinder behind. That's pretty cool. I sent this because I heard you were short of on submissions. None of these stories were BS. It all happened in the air-conditioned comfort of me and my friends' houses.
Nice. I love AC.
I love AC, and that's pretty... I like when cutscenes do that. I remember in Halo 1, I used to try to fuck with the cutscenes all the time, as you could do that.
I didn't know you could even do that, to be honest.
There were certain cutscenes that if you were flying a Banshee right before the cutscene happened, Master Chief would die during the cutscene. So, like, it would just keep on going, and you would hear his voice, but he wouldn't be moving or anything. He would just be, like, lying dead on the ground.
I think there's, like, videos on YouTube of that.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to see that. I'll have to take a look later.
Maybe. That's pretty cool to see the flamers' tanks go off and kill the grinder.
That would be awesome.
That would have been a good, you know, like, thank God I'm going to fight those guys.
Yeah.
I don't like grinders.
All right, so I don't like Gears of War 2 in general.
I would agree. I hate the multiplayer.
I gave it up for, I traded it for Fallout 3 from a friend.
Okay, good choice.
Great trade.
Yes.
All right, so anyway, next we got Kenny. Let's see, it says, "Hey, Podtacular, I've been a listener for a while, and I finally decided to stop being lazy and try to send in a submission. My tale from the foxhole is a game I played earlier today that I thought was kind of impressive. I was matchmaking in Rumble Pit, and the game type was oddball and assembly. When the game started, I grabbed the camouflage and started following the guy with the ball. I threw a grenade, then assassinated a guy who ran in front of me. I got an easy double kill and picked up the ball. For the rest of the game, I camped at the bottom of the gravity lift, going up it to ambush people after me. The total game length was only 1 minute and 12 seconds. I won 50-11, and everyone else had 0. I had 6 [S2] Nice. [S1] Kills, 0 deaths, and my tool of destruction was the oddball. This was definitely one of the easiest games I've ever won. This film is on my file share under the gamer tag. The gamer tag is Halo's Light, which is H-A-L-O-S space L-I-G-H-T. P.S. Sorry for any bad grammar, and no need to apologize because your grammar is pretty much flawless. I enjoyed reading that.
It's pretty awesome. Besides the space after Oddball, that's the one.
Yeah, well, you know.
You can't be perfect, but it was pretty grand.
I loved reading it. It reminded me of my fondest childhood memories when I was reading that.
Like what? Dick and Jane books? You know, the Hardy Boys?
No, like I remember like one time when I brought home my report card and my father told me he was really proud of me. That was the equivalent of the feeling that I had when I read that submission.
Oh man, yeah, that's probably one of the best feelings in the world.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. Thanks, Kenny.
Next, we got the last submission here from T-Bird 007. He said, hi. I'm guessing he means, hi, it's T-Bird 007, or he's talking to himself.
I think he misplaced a comma there, that's all.
Hi, T-Bird 007 here. He's here, ladies and gentlemen, submitting for the second time, and I'm really ticked off because you didn't read my first one. But anyway, I'm sorry, man. We're reading it now. Here I go. I was on the pit, and me and my friend were playing against four other people since the others left. The score was 48-21, with us losing. I guess he wanted to emphasize that they were losing. Me and my friend decided to camp in the sword room and get as many kills as possible. Well, it went from 48-21 score to an amazing 48-47 score, so they got no kill. Look at that. And in the last 10 seconds, I grabbed the rockets and jumped back to the sword room where my friend was getting killed when we had almost no shields, and by no, he means K-N-O-W, left. There was 3 seconds left in the match, and he fired a rocket. The countdown went like this. 2, double kill. 1, triple kill. Overkill. Extermination. In the end, my friend died, so it was 49-51.
Epic.
I ended up with invincible, 3 overkills, and a sword spree. At this time, I was a guest at my friend's, and he didn't know the difference between delete and save, so it's not on his file share.
So it was a lie.
Picture didn't happen. Yep. It was still cool, though.
It's a good story.
Keep on fragging Fumo because I broke my leg when his bike folded. Shoutouts to War 1, Cybernetic Wolf X, and Toxicrot. But he's sitting here about his bike. We have a little thing about Fumo Jai, who started the podcast, about his a folding bike in which he rides every day to work.
Nice.
And it was very expensive, so we make fun of him and his folding bike. But anyway, that's the last submission that we had this week.
It's over?
It's over. The tail from the foxhole.
No!
No.
The foxhole has been plugged.
But the show is not over, ladies and gentlemen, as we will be coming up next with the MLG segment, Inside MLG with Podtacular, here exclusively on Podtacular.com. The only, as far as we know, if there's another one, let us know about it. We don't know of one. MLG podcast out there. Do you know of one?
I don't know of one. It's only one. Exclusive.
Yeah. Like Podtacular was one of the only Halo podcast.
Until some other jerks came in and
screwed the pooch.
Ain't on the parade a little bit.
Trying to get in on some of our, you know, what we're doing. Right,
mooch off your success. That's what we're trying to
do. Anyway, it's been fun, Ryan. Thank you for mooching.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. No, I'm just joking. why don't you let everybody know, because I think we're going to cut this episode up into 2 episodes, so they might not be able to hear.
Okay.
Your spiel about real talk. In a case they missed the last episode, we don't exactly know.
Okay, well,
you might.
Like I said on the last episode, you can find me on realtalk.com. That's realk.com. We do have a podcast. We don't have as many. We don't have, you know, 810 episodes like you guys, but
millions upon millions.
Yeah, we do have, I think we have like 6 or 7 right now, and like I mentioned in the previous, cool, that we are going to start releasing podcasts again, and they're, you know, it's a good podcast to listen to.
We have the exclusive that the main other Halo podcast in on the interwebs is starting to release more of them.
Yes. They squeezed it out of me. We are going to have a new podcast.
It took some hard work, but we got
it. It did, yep. I'm still bleeding internally from what they did to me, but...
Sorry about that.
Tune in to Real Talk. Join the website. Yeah, we got some active forums. Got some nice people who will welcome you to the site.
In a very respectful manner, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, our members are great. I mean, they're really, they're very warm to new people who join because we want people to, I don't know, it's almost like our forums are so active, it's almost like a chat room. So it's like when people get on, they know they're going to interact with people right away. So it's a good thing. You don't like to post on a forum and then check the next day for posts. You know, you want to check 5 minutes after that.
Yeah.
So...
it works out.
Yeah, it's a great forum. We're going to be, you know, we're constantly adding new features to the site. It's a good site, and
it's good stuff.
Yeah, even better podcast. So,
oh, okay, good site with an even better podcast.
Mm-hmm.
No, everybody be looking out for that, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes.
Absolutely.
To Real Talk, just like you subscribe to Podtacular. When you search for it, do the same exact thing for Real Talk.
Except type Real Talk instead of Podtacular. That's all you got to do.
Yes.
With a 7. Real Talk with a 7. Don't forget
not
about that 7 because it's mm-hmm. Bungie related.
Actually, that would be a T. What the hell am I saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go on to the MLG segment here real quick with myself and Brent Gamer bringing you guys the latest in some of potential roster move changes and other news.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Inside MLG, presented by Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. Along with your hosts, G. Lewis and Brent Gaming. About earlier, Ghost and Ain, they interviewed a few people. Ghost Ayame.
I like your way better.
Ghost and Ain.
Ghost Game. It's like a phantom's trying to kill
like
you.
Tony Yayo. Ghost Ayame is actually quoted by saying stuff on here. And Dustin, why don't you read off what he said?
Okay, he's a quote from Ghost Yami. He says, "I've been with Carbon for 3 years now, and I've always stuck with Shockwave. However, we haven't really been placing too well for the past year, so I've really had my mind focused on school. Recently, I took last summer off to pretty much decide whether or not I wanted to pursue gaming. And after Columbus, that placing made me decide to just move on and finish college. I left Columbus on Sunday night and had no idea until Monday evening that Instinct was interested in me. I had even told my entire team that I was probably going to quit because school had started on the 21st of August and the next event was scheduled on the 28th. But the reason I left Carbon was more of a moral judgment on my own part rather than because I didn't want to team with those guys anymore. When I had the offer from Instinct to play with Neighbor, Roy, and Lunchbox in a pretty much guaranteed top 4 performance, it was what I wanted to do, so I decided to pursue gaming for the remainder of my contract, and I hope to do well."
He will not be a pro gamer after his contract's over. Well, he's given up. He's given up.
I think that's a respectable decision.
I think he's given up. I don't think he's going to practice as much.
He goes on to say, "So far we've already started getting online, practicing, going through theater, running scrims and everything. It feels great. Neighbor just snipes everything. Roy has a nasty BR just controls, and Lunchbox is always there. I guess you could say it's just a little bit more of an individually talented team than the last one I was on. I'm getting to know their strats, and they're asking me to tell them all of mine, so it's looking pretty good thus far."
I feel pretty bad. I'll rephrase that. I think I feel pretty good, because I believe Ghost Dayami is Canadian, and understanding by the way he writes. Like I can see that American English.
classes have taught me a lot better than Canadian English classes. Because
I learned good in America. I learned basically good English.
But I highlighted a few things, kind of, or I bolded a few parts. After the event, he actually told Carbon that he was quitting. He probably did tell him he was going to quit. He probably just wrote probably in here just to cover his butt.
Yeah.
And then he said the whole reason he left was for a moral judgment, a.k.a. that means he left because he wants to finish the contract that he signed.
Yeah.
I would personally think that he's not really got any heart in it anymore. I think he's just playing it because he has to.
Yeah.
Because of the money part, but I don't really think he wants to do it anymore. And I don't understand how... I honestly think that he has no idea what's going on with the team. I think he just... Because he put... Neighbor just snipes everything, which he... Honestly, if you watch just videos, doesn't.
That's what he does.
I mean, that's what he's supposed
that's
to do.
That's all he does.
I mean, that's what he's supposed to do, but he really doesn't do that very well. And Roy's known as having a BR, so that's what he wrote about.
I love what he says about Lunchbox.
And he doesn't know what to say about the team, so he just writes what's known
Lunchbox
about.
Lunchbox is definitely at the event.
Yeah, he's so, playing with our team.
He's sitting there.
This leads me to believe that Ghost, if you read all the quoted thing, of the bold of things that I wrote in here, you will understand that I think Ghost has pretty much given up, and he's, I think Instinct will not even
finish
top 8. I don't think so.
Into something, and then you decide later on that you've had fun doing it, and now it's time to move on to something else. I think that's pretty much what the situation is here, or at least that's what it seems like.
But if you were playing in Major League Baseball and you wrote this exact same thing, you would be benched for the rest.
Well, Major League Baseball is more of an established sport than MLB.
Yeah, there's less team changing and everything.
I mean, I would just say that if you wrote this in Major League Baseball, I mean, Gosiami's a good player, but if he has no heart in it, they're not going to win. I mean, you could surprise me, but I'm going to come out here and say that because of this statement, I don't think they're going to finish top 8. I would be surprised if they finish top 8. I just think that Neighbor's going to do a lot worse without Walshy. Ghost is just, he's not in it anymore. Roy's going to do his thing. Lunchbox is going to do his thing. But I just think that the team's not going to play as good. And by the bolded ports I put on here, I think that's really highlights what I would like to touch on. You guys have anything to say about what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think he's just kind of going through it. I don't think he really wants to play anymore. Well, actually, I don't know. It seems like he didn't want to lose anymore. Like I think he would still play if he was being more successful at it, which hopefully, I think on Instinct, if they place well in this event, I think he'll keep doing it. So as long as he's placing well enough to make a decent amount of money in it, I'm hoping that he can get through college and play Xbox at the same time. He can pace himself in both.
Hopefully.
But yeah, I think that as long as he places well, he'll keep going. Like, I don't know if it's day after the contract, but I think it's less of him getting tired with it, or I think it's just more him getting tired of losing.
Anyway, let's move on to the next. We got some MLG tips submitted by podtacular.com, and the first one, Brent.
Okay. Is this Antoine? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
That's
right.
Antoine? Okay. Antoine. Hey, guys. I play MLG here and there, but I have a big tip that can help anyone. You should try to find your main role, the thing you're best at. If you're better at killing than going for an objective, try to protect your teammates while they go for the flag or oddball. If you're more of the objective type and not too great at killing, sit back and help your teammates by putting a couple shots on the opponent. One key part of MLG is the callouts. If you're going to play MLG to be good at it, you need to learn what everything is called and communicate to your team where the opponents are. Keep on fragging people in Social Slayer with MLG in their name.
I think Lewis and I can relate that very easily with...
Yeah. Well, we were trying to get you ranked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big thing if you can call out. It's one of the biggest things.
I give lessons.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
$80 an hour.
Oh.
No, I'll do it for less than all those pros.
I mean,
my,
for five?
My voice, yeah, sure. My voice might not be professional or on as many live feeds, but I'll try. Yeah, it's no big deal.
I'll teach you too, dog.
First,
$30 an hour.
I'll do 15.
Dude, Lewis is already doing it for free. So
highest bidder. Highest bidder.
No, Lewis. We're cutting prices here. All right.
Well, sorry, I need to do a podcast lessons. $35 an hour.
My email is plasmacrenades@gmail.com.
$35 to get it's pre-recorded.
Yeah, It's like those CDs that teach you how to use eBay.
Yeah. But they'll send them to you free.
Yeah.
They're so sure that you're going to love your product, but they're going to come back to it again and again.
They only give you like one, they only give you like 10 minutes of one of the CDs, and then they don't. Yeah.
Did you try this, G? How do you know this?
My mom did.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, okay. my friend has this problem, doctor. I don't know. Could you... It's like that, Julius. Don't lie to us.
Yeah, okay.
We all know you were trying to use IE.
I bought the Photoshop one, and I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. But anyway, I like what you had to say. Plus, I want you to the next one.
Oh, yes, I won this one because he has all the sweet things like Raza 119. He even mentions him. All right. hey, it's me, your friend. I hope... That's fine. With the stuff.
You are my friend. You are my
yes, friend. Yes, I friend request me, please. It's funny, boy, with your first... With my first, sorry, not your guys' first. MLG tip, exclamation points. There's like 30 of them. Remember, I'm American, so I'll need an authentic American accent for this. And no, Julius, you're not giving this a stat.
American.
So, since we touched on this before with Ghost Yami, with his Canadian stuff, we are the American grammar, so I'll just do the American accent because I speak American.
Country grammar.
Yeah, this is America. This is in England. You should answer English.
Break it down, G.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa, what?
I think that translated everything there. We're good.
Light it up and take a puff. Pass it to me now.
Anyway.
Oh, wait. Okay. Okay, time to be serious.
See, we all cool time.
Thing.
This is...
My MLG... Hey, well, I'm trying to do my job here.
Okay, go ahead.
My MLG tip is basic weapon... Training for all you hardcore gamers out there, but for those of us noobs, quoted from Red Team member during MLG matchmaking, this should be hopefully helpful. Drum roll, please.
Nice.
The SAR 4-shot technique, Tankoini spelling right, not at all. Okay.
No,
most fail. Yeah. Most
Where's
people...
the Q? Oh, okay, I see.
He's what got the Q, but there's no CH. Okay. Most people think they have to use someone four times in the visor. There is an easier way. Three shots to the chest, and on the fourth shot, shoot the chest, but right as you pull the trigger... Oh, I just scrolled up. Sorry, guys. I completely missed that. Look up at the enemy's hell mad.
Hell.
At least one of the bullets fired in the three-round burst will hit your enemy in the head. I hope I helped. I'm more of a Warthog pilot. I tried, but still, shout out to Raza 119, Fisherman Q, Chucky J, Dust Storms, special account, sorry, that was an ownership, there should be an apostrophe, that is apparently too special for me, sad face, and my new camera phone, but not to forget Fisherman Q, I think you forgot Raza 119 also, keep on fragging real talk, because I realized that last year I played a matchmaking match with Tuxedo Cat with my awesomeness must have rubbed off on him because he made it into Podtacular, which is awesome because everyone that is a part of Podtacular, excluding most people, certain people, sorry, not most, cough, Julius, misspelled cough. And I'm now thirsty and we'll get some more Wathorzors. Peace out, awesome people, and G. Lewis and the grammar, spelling, language, and everything.
Wathorzors.
I need Z's and misspelling. There's so many red lines here. This is terrible. It's people who don't know how to shift.
Dustin, why don't you finish as well?
Okay. ODSTEJY, or Edgy, however he's going to say his name. He says, hey, G. Lewis and Brent, I just want to say that Straight Ribbon is the most dominant and awesome team on the MLG circuit. I've loved those guys ever since I got into MLG. I think what you meant when saying tips for MLG was the MLG playlist. If so, these tips are very important. I have a plan. You can't just go in a wing and wing it like you could in Social Slayer. These guys are usually more hardcore than the average gamer.
Than the average gamer.
The average Brent gamer. What?
I'm less than average. That's not a fair comparison.
You should have a good VR. This is vital since it is one of the most used and best weapons that is in Halo 3. You start with it for a reason. If you want to succeed, you need to practice with your friends and dodging VRs while firing. Do a sidestep and jump version. I step
strafe,
left.
Strafe,
Strafe.
Giving away a secret
to
strafe
left,
technique.
To the right.
He steps left.
To the left.
Jump
right. To the north. To the south. To the east. To the east. To the west. To the east.
He's uncontrollable today.
Yeah, down.
He's always
what,
like,
what?
What are you talking about?
Walking.
Yeah.
Practice this with your friends every day, and your BR will improve. Finally, rush the power weapons and power-ups. Know where the sniper, active camo, laser, etc. spawn to have the upper hand. That's all I have. Shoutouts to my homie, Ka-1 boss?
The Kasbah.
Whatever.
What?
Fragging Praxis.
Kasbah. Alright guys, we're back. Hope you guys enjoyed the MLT Inside from Podtacular.
I enjoyed it.
And, you enjoyed it? That's good.
I did.
That's good. I hope maybe you guys, you could submit some stuff that we read on the show or on the MLG segment. We are going to be putting up a special section on the site for the MLG segment, and we're probably going to have our own an own custom feed for the show and just post the show by itself because we've had... we've only done like 3 or 4 episodes of the MLG thing, but we've had more comments and stuff about the MLG thing than it's just phenomenal how many people are actually listening to it. Phenomenal, as I say, because Chris Puckett, it's his favorite.
Sextacular.
But anyway, here we're gonna go to the end of the show. We're gonna wrap it up for you guys, and hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope you guys enjoyed our guest host this week.
Stay in school, wrap your tool.
It was very fun. It was very fun while
very fun indeed.
Too bad it's gotta go.
I know. We could just make it. You wanna just chit chat for a few hours?
Yeah, we can just sit here all day and just talk and catch up about
it was a lot.
About cats and dogs and NASCAR race and everything.
Bar juice.
And our show being PG.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go on again here. Let's go. Submit your comments and submissions to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going, and you guys are surely sending them in by the dozens. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in your submissions for next week's show using the big green button.
Yes, it's glorious. Sure,
I'm going to read the next bullet.
Oh, which one?
At the very bottom.
Oh, okay.
You can.
Oh, yeah. Call. All right, guys. You can also call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the call-ins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
So it's like what you guys heard today. If you guys think that those were interesting and you want to submit something of your own, be sure to call 206-888-HALO. Halo.
Regular text messaging and calling charges do apply.
Do apply. I believe it's like a... If you don't have... I believe it's a Seattle-based phone, so it... I'm not sure if it actually does charge you for long distance or not. I've never heard of anybody having to do that, but...
Yeah, it'll be worth it, though.
I would assume.
Tack on $20 on your phone bill, but you get it read on air, so...
Yeah, you know, it's we get a lot of listeners, so if you want to get to be heard, this is an easy way to do it. If you want to pimp your website, like Real Talk or anything, just go.
Absolutely.
Just go. Or you can be featured on BungieNet. You probably get more people if you're featured on BungieNet.
There you go.
We got next bullet here. We got, be sure to check out our website at www.podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, products, and ways for you to make friends and play Halo, as well as many other games with cool people. Some of the things you get involved in with the community are Halo 3 recreational and pro clans, the PC rec clan, community-led events, and much, much more.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on their community, contributing to their PayPal to help out with our hosting bill, which is very important, following them on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing them at iTunes. They couldn't do it without you.
Thank you, everybody, including Ryan. We appreciate it. We couldn't do it without you. Coming in the clutch.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB Show, the Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com. And don't forget, last but not least, the newest show on the GamerCast Network, Destructoid.
All over the place.
All over the place. Mm-hmm. And it seems like next week we may be taking a break because we got some goodies coming up for you guys. But it should be a tips show. I'm not sure exactly what Duststorm has in store of what two maps we're going to be doing. But
it's gonna be awesome.
Maybe he'll probably edit this out and add it there himself anyway. So I don't know why I'm saying this, but just for recording purposes, I don't know what the next show is going to be about. I think we're going to take a week or two off because we got something big coming. That is what she said. Oh. Coming to the show, and we want to be prepared for it. And hope you guys listen out. Don't forget, episode 200 is coming pretty soon. So if you guys have any ideas or anything for episode 200 for our show, let us know. On the forums, we have there's a whole section on the forums for episode 200. So actually, I believe it's a thread under, you know, episodes or whatnot. So just check it out. And if you've got any ideas, look in there. If you want to help out with anything we've already got going for episode 200, check it out. And maybe you can help out. But we appreciate everybody's help on everything. And it's the end of the show. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Don't forget to check out Real Talk, and that's www.real7aok.com.
real7aok.com.
Or check out BungieNet and read the little spotlight on
it. Yeah, we just got spotlight this Wednesday. So check it out. Check it out.
Did you guys do a hump date with
it? No. No, we're not that important. But
you guys did get the file this week, right? And you guys got the Bungie favorites?
Yeah, with Spotlight, yep. There was 2 weeks of Bungie favorites involved. So you can check out our staff and our community members' files on Bungie favorites right now.
Yeah, well, check it out. Check it.
What's it all about?
Turn this party. I don't remember the last
one. Me neither.
Anyway, all right, guys. Tune in next week. Well, actually, you know, we might not even be here next week, but check the iTunes for refresh update.
On next week when they're taking a break, you can listen to the Real Talk podcast. Tide you over. There you go.
There you go. See, we're working in conjunction.
There you go. Perfection.
All right, guys. You guys have a good day. Thanks for listening.
Later on.
There's only one thing left to say.
Okay, guys, welcome to the end of the show. Normally we have bloopers for y'all, but this week, since I wasn't there to record for this episode, or episodes I should say, and G. Lewis didn't give me any blooper material, we have a little something special that G. Lewis has prepared for us in its place. So, some of you may remember, back in the good old Podtacular days, something called Podtacular Radio. It was hosted by Painkiller05, he's still around on the forums, being active and whatnot. And what he would do is go around and find good, most likely techno music, some 8-bit, in there, and he would compile it into what was called Podtacular Radio. For those who visit the site regularly and go to the forums, you can access those old episodes. But G. Lewis has decided to make a little something. It's a little teaser. So, in place of the bloopers, we have this nice little teaser that G. Lewis has prepared for us. So, I'm going to play that now, and we'll see you guys next week. Have a good one.
Podtacular Radio. With your host, G. Lewis.
This week on the GamerCast Network. The post-game report is joined by Big Ant from SFX360.com. They discuss community issues like the death of Michael Jackson. The hosts share their memories about the King of Pop, conduit for the Nintendo Wii to stand a chance in a flooded FPS market, and the new Money Cow zombie games. Will developers milk the zombie genre? Take a 30-minute road trip around the Sarcastic Gamer community in Sarcastic Gamer Radio. With the release of Blood Bowl, the mighty Oot is finally able to reveal his thoughts about the game. Was it worth the wait? Find out in episode 148 of the Video Game Show. Discover the community that gives you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.